Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 8, Talks Between the Lord and Ramananda Roy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, "Of all kinds of distress, what is the most painful?" Sri Ramananda Roy replied, "Apart from separation from the devotee of Krishna, I know of no unbearable unhappiness." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Concerning this, the Lord states in the Vedic literature, "A person who does not worship me, who is unduly attached to family, and who does not stick to devotional service, must be considered a most unhappy person. Similarly, one who does not associate with Vaishnavas or who does not render service to his superior is also a most unhappy person." There is also the following statement in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita 1.5.44. "Out of all kinds of desirable things experienced in the life of a living entity, association with the devotees of the Lord is the greatest." When we are separated from a devotee, even for a moment, we cannot enjoy happiness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continues asking questions to Sri Ramananda Roy. He then inquired, "Out of all liberated persons, who should be accepted as the greatest?" Ramananda Roy replied, "He who has love for Krishna has attained the topmost liberation." Here is Srila Prabhupada's short purport. In Srimad Bhagavatam 6.14.5, it is said, "Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana sadolabha prasannatma kotishvapi mahamune." O great sage, out of the many millions of liberated persons and of the millions who have attained perfection, he who is a devotee of Lord Narayana is very, very rare. Indeed, he is the most perfect and peaceful person. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next asks Sri Ramananda Roy, "Among many songs, which song is to be considered the actual religion of the living entity?" Ramananda Roy replied, "That song describing the loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna is superior to all other songs." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.33.36, "Anugrahaya bhaktanam manusham deham astitaha bhajate tadrishi krida yasutva tat paro bhavet." Lord Krishna descends apparently as a human being, and he exhibits his transcendental pastimes in Vrindavan so that the conditioned soul may be attracted to hearing his transcendental activities. Non-devotees are strictly prohibited from participating in songs celebrating the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. Unless one is a devotee, it is very dangerous to hear the songs about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna that were written by Jayadev Goswami, Chandidas, and other exalted devotees. Lord Shiva drank an ocean of person, but one should not imitate this. One must first become a pure devotee of Lord Krishna. Only then can one enjoy hearing the songs of Jayadev and relish transcendental bliss. If one simply imitates the activities of Lord Shiva and drinks poison, one will certainly meet with death. The talks between Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy are meant for advanced devotees only. Those who are on the mundane platform and who study these talks in order to put forward some thesis for a PhD will not be able to understand them. Instead, these conversations will have a poisonous effect. Mahaprabhu continues his questioning. Out of all auspicious and beneficial activities, which is best for the living entity? Ramananda Roy replied, "The only auspicious activity is association with the devotees of Krishna." Srila Prabhupada's purport. According to Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.30, quote, "We are asking you to tell us what is the most perfect welfare activity. I think that in this material world, association with devotees, even if it be for a moment, is the greatest treasure house for mankind." Mahaprabhu asked. What should all living entities constantly remember? Ramananda Roy replied, the chief object of remembrance are always, objects of remembrance are always the Lord's holy name, qualities, and pastimes. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.2.36 states, Tasmat Savatmana Rajan Hari Savatrasavala Shotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyo Bhagavan Rinam. Sukadev Goswami concludes the business of the living entity is to always remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead in every circumstance. The Lord should be heard about, glorified, and remembered by all human beings. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired, out of many types of meditation, which is required for all living entities? Sri Ramananda Roy replied, the chief duty of every living entity is to meditate upon the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.14 state, Tasmad ekena manasa bhagavan satvitam pati sutavya kirtitavyascha dyayas pujas ta nityada. Sutta Goswami replied to the sages headed by Shonaka, quote, everyone should be attentive. Should very attentively listen to the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should glorify his activities and meditate upon him regularly. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, where should the living entity live, abandoning all other places? Ramananda Roy replied, he should live in the holy place known as Vrindavan or Brajabhumi, where the Lord performed his rasa dance. Srila Prabhupada's purport. According to Srimad Bhagavatam 10.47.61, Uddhav said, let me become one of Vrindavan's herbs and plants that are trampled by the gopis who gave up all connection with family and friends and decided to worship the lotus feet of Mukunda. Those lotus feet are sought by all great saintly persons expert in the study of Vedic literature. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, out of all topics people listen to, which is best for all living entities? Ramananda Roy replied, hearing about the loving affairs between Radha and Krishna is most pleasing to the ear. Purport. According to Srimad Bhagavatam 10.33.39, Vikriditam Vrajavadubir Idam Savishnu Shadan Vito Anusrayad Atavanayadya Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Pratilabhyakama Vidvoga Masvapa Hinotya Tsiren Nadira. He who faithfully hears about the dealings between Lord Krishna and the gopis in the rasa dance, and he who describes his activities attain to the perfectional stage of devotional service and simultaneously lose material lusty desires. The Prabhupada's purport continues. A liberated person who hears about the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna is not inclined to have lusty desires. One mundane rogue said that when the Vaishnavas chant the name Radha, he simply remembers a barber's wife named Radha. This is a practical example. Unless one is liberated, he should not try to hear about the loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. If one is not liberated and listens to a relation of the rasa dance, he may remember his own mundane activities and illicit connections with some woman whose name may also be Radha. In the conditioned stage, one should not even try to remember such things. By practicing the regulative principles, one should rise to the platform of spontaneous attraction for Krishna. Then and only then should one hear about Radha Krishna Lila. Although these affairs may be very pleasing both to conditioned and liberated souls, the conditioned soul should not try to hear about them. The talks between Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are conducted on the platform of liberation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, among all worshipable objects, which is the chief? Ramananda Roy replied, the chief worshipable object is the holy name of Radha Krishna, the Hare Krishna mantra. Srila Prabhupada's brief purport. According to Srimad Bhagavatam 6.3.22, Etavadeva lokesmin pumsan dharma parasmita bhakti yogo bhagavati tannama grihanadivi. In this material world, the living entity's only business is to accept the path of bhakti yoga and chant the holy name of the Lord. And what is the destination of those who desire liberation and those who desire sense gratification? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked. Ramananda Roy replied, those who attempt to merge into the existence of the Supreme Lord will have to accept bodies like those of trees, and those who are overly inclined towards sense gratification will attain the bodies of demigods. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Those who desire liberation by merging into the existence of God do not desire sense gratification within the material world. On the other hand, they have no information about serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Consequently, they are doomed to stand like trees for many thousands of years. Although trees are living entities, they are non-moving. The liberated soul who merges into the existence of the Lord is no better than the trees. Trees also stand in the Lord's existence because material energy and the Lord's energy are the same. Similarly, the Brahman effulgence is also the energy of the Supreme Lord. It is the same whether one remains in the Brahman effulgence or in the material energy, because in neither there are spiritual activities. Better situated are those who desire sense gratification and promotion to the heavenly planets. Such people want to enjoy themselves like denizens of heaven in the gardens of paradise. They at least retain their individuality in order to enjoy life. But the impersonalists who try to lose their individuality also lose both material and spiritual pleasure. The last destination of the Buddhist philosophers is to become just like a stone, which is immovable and has neither material nor spiritual activity. As far as hard-working karmis are concerned, Srimad Bhagavatam states, quote, after performing various sacrificial rituals for elevation to the heavenly planets, the karmis go there and enjoy themselves with the demigods to the extent that they have obtained the results of pious activities. Then there's quotations from the Bhagavad Gita. Those who study the Vedas and drink soma juice seeking the heavenly planets worship me indirectly. Purified of sinful reactions, they take birth on the pious heavenly planets of Indra, where they enjoy godly delights. When they have thus enjoyed vast heavenly sense pleasure and the results of their pious activities are exhausted, they return to this mortal planet again. Thus, those who seek sense enjoyment by adhering to the principles of the three Vedas achieve only repeated birth and death. Therefore, after finishing the results of pious activities, the karmis return to this planet in the form of rain, and they begin their life as grass and plants in the evolutionary process. Sri Ramananda Roy continued, those who are devoid of all transcendental mellows are like the crows that suck the juice from the bitter fruit of the neem tree of knowledge, whereas those who enjoy mellows are just like the cuckoo who eats the bud of the mango tree of love of God. Rasagya kokil kai premara prema amra mukale. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The speculative process of empiric philosophy is as bitter as the fruit of the neem tree. Tasting this fruit is the business of crows. In other words, the philosophical process of realizing the absolute truth is a process taken up by crow-like men. But the cuckoo-like devotees have very sweet voices with which to chant the holy name of the Lord and taste the sweet fruit of the mango tree of love of Godhead. Such devotees relish sweet mellows with the Lord. Ramananda Roy concluded, "The unfortunate empiric philosophers taste the dry process of philosophical knowledge, whereas the devotees regularly drink the nectar of love of Krishna. Therefore, they are the most fortunate of all." In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy passed the whole night relishing the mellows of Krishna Katha, topics about Krishna, while they were chanting, dancing, and crying. The night ended. And Hare Krishna, and we shall continue, Krishna willing, Krishna very willing, very soon. Hare Krishna.